This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Extreme heat continues through tonight with a heat index up to 107. Storms are possible later this week into the holiday weekend. Officials say stay cool, drink water, check on others, and call 211 for cooling centers. The latest coming up in the forecast. Racine's 4th Fest returns Saturday with a 3-hour parade featuring more than 150 entries. It's a Happy 250 America theme. The day ends with a fireworks show along the lakefront. They'll be bigger this year.
This year, because it is a special year, we are able to have them be bigger and better. So you are definitely going to want to see the fireworks this year.
That's 4th Fest President Anna Clementi. It is one of the oldest and largest 4th of July parades in the region. Authorities say 64-year-old Thomas Sater of Kenosha County died after being found unresponsive in Lake Ivanhoe near an overturned kayak. He was wearing a life jacket when he was found last Thursday. The cause of the incident is still unknown. Holiday travel is expected to be the worst tomorrow afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. Officials are urging drivers to be careful on their 4th of July travels. Most road work will pause, but some lane closures will cause delays. And a military flyover is planned tonight at American Family Field before the Brewers game. 4 F-35 jets are expected to pass over the stadium at around 7 p.m. It's all part of the team's 250th anniversary of America Night. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. 3 people were hospitalized in Grand Chute yesterday when a van smashed into a building. Grand Chute police say just before 4 p.m., a minivan crashed through the front entrance of Matthews Tire on College Avenue. Authorities haven't released the cause of the crash or condition of those injured, but say they'll share that information as the investigation continues. Nearly 24 buildings on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus are temporarily closing due to air conditioning issues. Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration Robert Kramer says a broken chilled water line significantly reduced the university's ability to cool certain buildings down. Crews are working to install about 30 temporary chillers across campus until a permanent line can be installed, which is expected to take at least a month. University leaders say campus will stay open for classes and work, with some buildings set to have an increase in temperature to ensure other facilities are prioritized. As we get through day 2 of extreme heat warnings, safety experts are offering some tips on how to stay safe. They say never leave a child or pet in a locked car in this kind of heat, even with the windows open. Authorities say children and pets are especially vulnerable, and temperatures inside a car can become deadly in a matter of minutes. They say don't wait. If you see a child or a pet inside a locked car right now, call 911 immediately. Energy experts say there are ways to keep your home cooler, too. They recommend keeping shades and blinds closed during the day to block out sun, and only use fans and air conditioning in rooms where you spend the most time. It also helps to wait until closer to sundown, they say, to run heat-generating appliances like your stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer. 4th of July road trips in Wisconsin remain highly popular, even as drivers face peak summer fuel costs. Civic Media's Melissa Kay takes a look at what you can expect to pay at the pump.
Average gas prices fell 8.7 cents per gallon over the last week, the average landing at $3.63 on Monday. This is 57.8 cents per gallon, lower than a month ago, but 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. Average prices are at the lowest level since mid-March. That's according to officials at GasBuddy. The U.S. and Iran traded attacks towards the end of the week. However, hostilities halted just in time Sunday, preventing what could have been a significant spike in oil prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Though the situation is anything but predictable, GasBuddy officials anticipate the national average to continue drifting lower this week. As we look forward to those holiday weekend road trips, many Wisconsinites will be hitting the water. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people that keeping lakes clean starts with a few simple steps. During the Great Lakes Landing Blitz, workers will be at boat launches statewide to talk with visitors about stopping invasive species. The message is straightforward: inspect gear, remove plants, and drain all water before leaving. Officials say following these rules helps protect Wisconsin's waters and keeps them healthy for everyone. Wisconsin dairy farms could soon get more help finding workers, but only for short-term needs. New federal guidance now allows some dairy operations to use the H-2A migrant worker program if they can show the work is seasonal. Farm Bureau leaders say that's a step forward, though it does not solve the bigger issue of year-round labor. The program has grown quickly in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers are expected to use it on a limited basis as they adjust to the new rules. 4th of July road trips in Wisconsin remain highly popular, even as drivers face peak summer fuel costs. Civic Media's Melissa Kay takes a look at what you can expect to pay at the pump.
Average gas prices fell 8.7 cents per gallon over the last week, the average landing at $3.63 on Monday. This is 57.8 cents per gallon, lower than a month ago, but 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. Average prices are at the lowest level since mid-March. That's according to officials at GasBuddy. The U.S. and Iran traded attacks towards the end of the week. However, hostilities halted just in time Sunday, preventing what could have been a significant spike in oil prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Though the situation is anything but predictable, GasBuddy officials anticipate the national average to continue drifting lower this week. As we look forward to those holiday weekend road trips, many Wisconsinites will be hitting the water. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people that keeping lakes clean starts with a few simple steps. During the Great Lakes Landing Blitz, workers will be at boat launches statewide to talk with visitors about stopping invasive species. The message is straightforward: inspect gear, remove plants, and drain all water before leaving. Officials say following these rules helps protect Wisconsin's waters and keeps them healthy for everyone. Wisconsin dairy farms could soon get more help finding workers, but only for short-term needs. New federal guidance now allows some dairy operations to use the H-2A migrant worker program if they can show the work is seasonal. Farm Bureau leaders say that's a step forward, though it does not solve the bigger issue of year-round labor. The program has grown quickly in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers are expected to use it on a limited basis as they adjust to the new rules. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers go for a series win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the Brewers and Reds, 4-game series tonight in Milwaukee. The crew with a 7-2 win last night, hitting 5 singles in a row during a 4-run rally against the Reds' Rhett Lauder. Manager Terry Francona asked, did it feel like death by paper cuts?
Kind of took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly, I mean, they hit a couple balls really hard, and they hit a lot of singles. And I'm not taking anything away from what they do. They put the ball in play. They hit the ball the other way. You've heard me say it a million times. You're going to get rewarded for that. And they run.
Sal Frelick with the go-ahead RBI single in the fourth.
Yeah, great inning. I think we kind of said before the game off louder there, just take your singles. Be aggressive. Just require almost like death by paper cuts.
In Badgers news, Wisconsin in talks with Sean Eichhorst as their next athletic director. Eichhorst from Lone Rock, Wisconsin, has worked for Nebraska, Miami, and was once an assistant to Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a hot, humid one today. Mostly sunny, high of 95 with a heat index 100 to 105 today. Tonight, 75. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning. Thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. It's going to be muggy again with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.